You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord.
Hi, I'm Chip with your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for July 7th, and it's another review of Torchwood Children of Earth Episode 1. Take it away, James from the DWO WhoCast.
Last night saw the screening of the long-awaited first episode of Season 3 of Torchwood, and my goodness, wasn't it different to what we'd seen in Series 1 and 2? Even from the opening credits, which have changed completely, gone is the jarring, drummy kind of opening that we got with Series 1 and 2, and neither do we see a slow-motion view of the Torchwood team walking towards camera. This had a much more cinematic opening to it. It felt like it was the opening of an epic, and of course, in a way, that's what it is. It's a 5-hour story. It's going to be told over 5 nights. Episode 1 was written by Russell T. Davis, and unless you knew that, I'm not entirely certain you would have been able to identify it from the script. There are a couple of giveaway telltale signs, a few quick one-liners, but not too much by way of Russell T. Davis' trademark, no real silly gags, and it was a very slow-paced script for Russell. Normally you're used to things moving at 100 miles an hour, but not so on this occasion. It's worth noting that this is only Russell's second Torchwood script as well. He wrote the very first episode of Series 1, and since then he just hasn't had the time or so, he claims, and perhaps his absence has actually benefited the way he's been able to write this story. Although there was a very clear central sci-fi premise in as much as all the children in the world stopping at the same time, this particular episode was very much focused on relationships. The episode itself was very character-driven. The relationships examined were between Jack and Yanto, Yanto and his sister, and even to a certain extent Gwen and Reese's relationship is shown to be growing and developing. And there's also an indication that Jack may possibly have a son. Perhaps that will be investigated and got into in a little more detail later on. I think the episode worked for me quite well. It wasn't what I was expecting. It was quite a low-key opening to the series, I think, but given its format is going to be building up day on day until Friday evening, I fully expect the pace and attention to ramp up over the course of the week. The Torchwood team seem to be slightly more subdued as well, and I guess that is a deliberate decision that the production crew and writers have taken, purely to take into account the fact that they've still lost 2 members of the team very recently. However, it was interesting that there was a mention of Martha, but there wasn't a mention of Tarshoro in at any point, so it's difficult to say for certain how soon after the events of the last episode of Series 2 this episode actually takes place. Is it worth tuning in for? I would say definitely. It sets up a really interesting premise for the remainder of the week. And I, for one, will be tuning in at 9 o'clock this evening to see how things continue in part 2. You can hear more of my reviews at The WhoCast, that's www.thewhocast.com. You can also follow The WhoCast on Twitter, that's www.twitter.com/thewhocast. Thanks for listening.